Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the words there, prophetic, as it pertains to the signing that just happened in the last few minutes. Anthony Beauvillier, 1 year, $1.25 million. He fits the description. He fits that concept or goal that Dubas described to a T. He is young. He is cheap. It's 1 year, $1.25 million. He plugs a hole. You just traded Riley Smith. He's a left wing, so he comes in and he plays that spot that was freed up. The problem is, Chris, I don't think he's a very good hockey player right now.
Well, why did Anthony Beauvillier go from being a guy who you could write in for, let's just spitball this, like about 15 goals, 20 assists, 35
points. He scored
18 points.
Goals three times, 19, 20, and 23.
He also scored 21 back in 17-18.
Yeah, as a 20-year-old.
He scored five last year in 60 games, and more alarming than that is he did it with three teams.
Mm-hmm.
Why is a guy on three different teams? What does that tell you about him? Now, granted, most of his minus production, where he was just a bad player, came as a member of the Blackhawks for 23 games, and they sucked. But I don't know. You know what it makes me feel like? It's when you go dumpster diving in any other sport. We say this about the Steelers and the Pirates when they try to like shop in the $2
bin. That's a great point. This is like, and now Michael A. Taylor's an older player, so I'm trying to think of a guy that they signed to a one-year deal this offseason who's
Grandal?
A younger guy.
Oh, a younger guy.
Yeah. Maybe like Tellez.
I mean, Tellez is the closest comp because what is he, 29? So just somebody, yeah, in baseball, most of those guys aren't eligible to be signed as free agents when they're 27 because the way baseball tends to work. It's a scrap heap pickup of like a Joey Bart type, right? A guy who had pedigree. This guy isn't good right now.
It hasn't been for a few years.
If you signed 28, if I was told I was getting 20 or 21-year-old Beauvillier, I'd be like, hey, that's pretty interesting and good move here. The problem is you would never have that player available to you in this situation.
Same thing. Hoping last year was an off year. Give me the guy he was 2 years ago where he had 40 points in 82 games and pay him only $1 million. He's cheap work. He's cheap labor.
That's it, though.
That doesn't exactly inspire Stanley Cup Here We Come vibes.
I think you said it and you gave it a nice alliterative nickname. I just wonder if it's a tacit tank.
Well, this move feels like it.
Because Beauvillier is a name recognition guy, but he's not very good. At least last year he wasn't.
So here's what the Penguins look like right now on paper. Literally, I have the sheet of paper with their depth chart in my hand. First line, O'Connor, Sid, Rust.
Still a good line.
Still good. Second line, Bunting, Gino, Raquel.
If Raquel's healthy, it's in Gino's not off of a cliff. It's a solid. I'm not even going to say it's like a good to very good second line. It's a solid second line because I like Bunting.
Third line, Beauvillier, Hayes, Pustinen.
No. Who's the guy you like most of those three? Pustinen for me.
Pustinen because he's the cheapest.
Well, that's saying something too because Beauvillier is pretty cheap too.
And he's young and maybe there's upside. Maybe there's growth potential there.
Okay.
And then the fourth line is Achari, Eller and Nieto, the guys you brought in last offseason. Eller was good. The other two guys got hurt, and now you're trying to recreate that line and hope that
that line's
healthy.
Better than your third line, though, in my opinion.
Their problem was bottom six scoring last year. I don't see how it's gotten. It hasn't gotten any better.
If Beauvillier is a 20-goal scorer out of nowhere again, which is just like me saying, you know, if I grow 10 inches and suddenly learn how to dunk.
I don't think the odds are very good. Beauvillier will be better than Riley Smith last year.
And Riley Smith did not want to be here.
Riley Smith last season had 13 goals, 27 assists, and 40 points. I bet they take that from Beauvillier.
Because it would come at a fraction of the price.
And then their defense, Pettersson, Letang.
I still like that.
Or Pettersson, Carlson, however you want to do
it. I think Pettersson is the guy I feel really good about.
But he's only got 1 year left on his deal. They're going to have to extend him.
If they came to him and said, we'd like to extend you, because he's kind of turned into Dumoulin almost as far as a rangy left-handed guy who does his job. If you're Pettersson's camp, you have no reason to say anything but, sure, back up a Brinks truck.
I'd want to go to market. Look at what these guys are getting paid today. I wouldn't want to sign now when you're this close to free agency.
What do you think he would get? What did Montour get out in Seattle?
He got a seven-year deal.
Yeah. Pettersson is a very good player making, what, $4 million right now?
Yeah, he might get 7 and right. 5. He might get $35 million. He might get 40.
That's what I mean. A left-shot defenseman who's been pretty proven to be a responsible player on an irresponsible team. And he's got reach. Yes.
Then you've got Graves and either Letang or Carlson. 5 years left on Graves' contract, $4.5 million. I think it's the worst contract in Pittsburgh. Would you like to nominate another one?
The worst deal in Pittsburgh.
Yes. What's the worst contract right now in Pittsburgh sports?
I can't say that.
You've got Ke'Bryan Hayes.
Hayes is the first one that came to mind because his back's messed up.
You've got Tristan Jarry.
Ooh, that's up there.
Who's the Steelers' worst contract?
No, all I can think of is
Larry Ogunjobi.
Fake John and Robinson has compared Darius Rush to Beauvillier. That would be the equivalent. Now I'm thinking about that one. Ogunjobi's probably the worst one. Because, like, Dan Moore's on a rookie
People don't
deal.
Like Hayward's contract, but this is the last year of it.
But the guy's been a warhorse.
He's also been a great player.
The worst contract on the Steelers. I think it probably is Ogunjobi. Pains me to say it.
And then your third pair is either Matt Grizzlick or Shea with St. Ivany.
If it's Shea and St. Ivany, I feel good about it.
And then you brought Grizzlick in for $1 million to just be a guy.
And P.O. Joseph's apparently, see you later, we didn't like your ability to actually look pretty good.
And finally look like the guy we traded Phil Kessel for.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.